Now, there was a lady years ago, she went to church here, and she came to me, and she had a supernatural experience. She opened the newspaper. She'd worked for the same company 17 years, and that company had been bought out, and they weren't going to retain any of the employees. So she didn't have a job, and that's the only job she'd had. She didn't know what else to do. But she was looking through the want ads for jobs, and she said, "Now, you won't believe this, but this is the second time I'd heard it, so I'm much of a believer in the supernatural." And she said, "But the print on the newsprint stood up, suddenly stood up, and then it laid back down." I said, "I believe that." And she said it stood up for an ad for a job. It was in Orlando. So she goes to Orlando, applies for the job, and they liked her, and they hired her. But they didn't need her for several weeks. In that interim, they called her and said, "We've checked our finances, and we really are insecure about having enough money to pay you, so we're not going to hire you." Well, she came up here whining and crying. Now, wait a minute. Cast not away your confidence. If God gave her that supernatural experience, it's because He knew that something would go wrong and she needed that anchor. I said, "But you told me that the newspaper print stood up briefly." I had another lady tell me something similar. That was my second time hearing that supernatural experience. And I said, "So if we throw this job away and say this is not my job, I thought it was, but it's not," which is what she told me, "then we won't have a job. But if God meant that that was your job and you hold fast to that," I said, "can we hold fast to that? Can you and I together hold fast to that?" Well, she agreed. She was a little reluctant, but I did all I could to stand her up. See, when you have the promise, you do not let the problem, or if the problem increases, discourage you. It's the problem. But God said. And several weeks down the line, they called her from this company, and they said, "You will not believe what happened." They had a piece of property for sale that had been on the market for years, and it would not sell. And somebody doesn't have a sign on it anymore. They're not even trying to sell it anymore. And somebody had noticed it as a vacant lot and decided that was the location for them, found out who owned it, called this company and said, "We want to buy." And they said, "We have enough money now from the sale of that lot to guarantee your salary for a year. Do you want to come?" Well, that's a lot better than not having a job. But you see, she had an opportunity to throw away, to cast away that job. Now, it's good to have somebody stand with you. You don't have to stand alone. We said that last week. We are a family. We will stand together. You don't have to stand alone. Now it says, God wants you to have the reward. And the second verse says, promise. You need a patience. After you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. God wants you to be rewarded. He wants you to receive the promise. He wants you to have your answer. He says, ask and you shall receive. He didn't say ask and you might receive. You could receive. I hope you receive. Give it a shot. It could work out for you. And people pray that way and they get no answer. Prayer is confident. It's sure. It's certain. It's absolute. And so He wants us to have the promise, but He said, you're going to have need of patience. In other words, from the day I couple my hope to the Scripture, there's going to be a time. Now, I love instant. Just don't see too much of it. Most usually it's hope or desire, faith and belief, time, and answer. And in that gap, we put patience. Patience when you hang in there. That's as simple as it's when you stick to it. It's when you hold fast. It's when you don't give up. It's when you don't surrender. The King James here uses the terminology draw back. You don't draw back. You don't retreat. Now, one year we were going to visit my brother. We'd been several places. I think we'd been to Tulsa to a meeting. And we were going to come back through Texas. My brother was there. And we stopped to eat, and Wayne was tired. I do not like to drive. I don't drive. I haven't driven but once a year since Wayne retired 17 years ago. I do not like to drive. I don't have to drive. And if Wayne's not available, I just call my sister. I don't like to drive, and I do like to be accommodated. But you see, God wants to accommodate you. He promised. He promised to accommodate you. So we stopped, and Wayne said he was tired, and so we ate, and then he said, would you drive and take this road? And he saw to it, I'm on this road. And an hour later, we came back to the restaurant where we'd eaten. And he said, you made a turn somewhere. I said, I did not. And he could see the sign, same highway. It circled the city. That's all we did, go around the city and back to the restaurant. So being a nice person that I am, I said, are you thirsty? Would you like another drink? Coke? Something? No, he knows I'm on the wrong road. But he had to admit I had followed the right road. And when you have the promise, you have to keep following. that promise. You can't veer off. You can't go left or right. You can't get on another road